Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is 4 o'clock on a football Friday, December 5th. It feels like winter. Man, when I woke up today, the little number on my phone, or the little number on my car when I was driving my kids to school, said 16 degrees. That's how freaking cold it was.
Ouch.
Meanwhile, it's not even winter yet. We still have 2.5 more weeks before winter officially starts. When does winter start, Sean? Do you know the exact date?
I don't know the date.
Come on.
It didn't start already?
It's pretty much the same within a day every single year. And you don't know?
No, because I'm a normal human.
I have no idea.
You know, it's the winter, you know, solstice, whatever it's
December
called.
December 22nd.
Yeah, it's close. It's usually the 20th, the 21st, that kind of in that range.
So we're 2 weeks away.
Yeah, we're 2 weeks away.
So it's the coldest fall of all time.
It's a very, very cold fall. And I was looking at the weather for Sunday for anyone who's going to Jets Dolphins, and it's going to be in the high 30s. Now, the positive is it's not supposed to rain.
High 30s is not bad.
It is not bad. And also,
yeah, 40 is actually, you're fine at 40.
Being cold is one thing. Being cold and wet is another thing.
Is it? Yeah. So, yeah. I won't do outdoor wet sporting events.
No, you're a smart guy. I did it last Sunday, and it was
guaranteed to make you sick.
Oh, absolutely. And it makes your feet cold and wet. It's a mess. So Sunday, at least, is good. Now, before we get back to your calls on the Jets, we'll mix in some baseball later as well. Mike McCarthy does a weekly spot with Pat McAfee, and I don't know why Pat just doesn't ask him, do you want to coach the Giants? He hasn't done it,
right.
But he has gotten Mike to talk about Jackson Dart. And I found it interesting just to hear like what he thinks of Jackson Dart. So I got two cuts of Mike McCarthy talking about Jackson Dart. Do you want to hear him talk about how much he loves him, or do you want to hear him be a little critical of him? Because I got two options
for you. I
want to
hear the critical.
Here's the one talking about...
Who cares about the accolades?
The aggressiveness of Jackson Dart and how maybe he needs to cut down on that.
Most important stat for young quarterbacks, you know, starting with this young man right here on the screen is... You have to be, you know, how many consecutive games could he play? Because you only improve playing every Sunday. You have to line up and play. So I think it's clearly all part of his role, his job responsibility, and it's, you know, it's something that he has to be more aware of. I mean, he's missed a number of games this year, and we all love the way he plays. Don't get me wrong. I mean, you love the physicality, but, you know, this is a situation. We talk about it in our training of play style, AJ, violent on the boundary. You know, that's where a half a yard could be the difference in winning a game. You know, but not at this point in the game. I mean, he's got to get out of bounds.
What'd you think of that?
I mean, he only missed two games. Not like he missed. You look at the stats and you're like, well, he's only played in 8 games. Well, he didn't start the first 3.
Yeah.
So
it's a small sample size.
It's
good,
very,
and bad.
It's a very small sample size. And concussions can happen anywhere, anytime. You get sacked the wrong way, you get a concussion. So he's right and he's wrong. I don't know. It didn't sound like he knew that much about Jackson Dart, to be honest with you. I'm just being real. It just felt like he's commenting from a social, casual observer.
Does that not concern you?
Of course it does.
I mean, that's the other thing. Like,
dude,
you are one of the rare guys who could interview for that job today.
because you're not employed. You're not the offensive coordinator of another team.
Right.
If you want this job, and I assume if you want to coach again, why wouldn't you want this job?
Yes.
Mike McCarthy. Wouldn't you be doing what Brian Daboll did with Russell Wilson, where you're watching every single snap of the man's career?
Right. Why not?
Yeah.
I mean, I do that anyways. I do that with random, I don't know, Jamar Chase stats. I just watch them.
I'm now curious. I want to play you the other clip where he talks extensively about how much he likes him. And tell me if you can get a read of if he has watched a lot of tape on him, or if this is more general statements. This is Mike McCarthy with Pat McAfee the other day talking about Jackson Dart. Oh, you don't have it? Okay, let me get it from my phone. Hold on a second. Oh, crap, I don't have my phone.
But the reason, look, if you're going to do something where you're talking about a player, you got to prepare to talk about that player. Like, and when I mean this with Jackson Dart, and you're gonna criticize certain instances, you better be specific. Otherwise, it's going to make me, and I think other people, think you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah.
And that's not a good sign for a guy who's trying to potentially be a head coach. If you're not specific about things, if I was talking about Jackson Dart and like specifically, you know, him taking hits, I would talk about the things that worry me, right? Going through contact against the Chicago Bears, going down the left sideline, he doesn't feel the contact coming, he gets hit, he gets compromised, the ball comes loose, now he's not in control of his body, his helmet hits the ground, and he gets a concussion, so to speak, and he loses two games, right? If you're going to talk about players, you got to be specific.
Boy, you know what's so funny about this? So I pulled these Mike McCarthy clips thinking, what does Tiki think about what Mike McCarthy thinks of Jackson Dart? And this has turned into an interesting kind of what you're learning about Mike McCarthy.
You're generalizing Mike McCarthy, and I don't want a general quarterback.
So right now,
general head coach.
Right now, Mike McCarthy is struggling in the giant head coaching sweepstakes to someone like this. Did you get that read,
you know,
too, Sean?
You know what impresses me? Like, I'm doing the Rams game this weekend, and so I listened to Mike Sean McVay just talk about stuff. It's just interesting to listen to him because he's so detailed on every little thing. Talking about, on that one play, you know, this happened, and Matt Stafford, you know, he just overcooked it a little bit, but, you know, he had the right idea. Like, he's detailing what went wrong, and it's enlightening to me. And when I hear people like that talk, I am not confused why they have success. But then I hear other people just talk around and in generalities, like, I don't need you to know what I'm talking about. I'm smarter than you, so I'm just going to talk in general terms. I feel like you're dumb. You know what I mean? Because I've heard the alternative. You know what I mean? I've heard the alternative from a Super Bowl winning quarterback, so, or head coach. So why are you being dumb and treat me like I'm an idiot? Right? I'm listening to you for a reason, or you're being asked a question from media for a reason. Don't treat the questioner, even if you don't respect the question, like he's an idiot.
Mm.
So I hear that a lot with coaches, and it frustrates me. I hear it with Mike Kafka. It frustrates me when he gives these dumb, generalized responses, because it's like, be specific.
And in McCarthy's case, he can be specific. He's not an active head coach. This is his chance to, I guess, impress people.
And if you're not impressing someone all the time, someone's going to have doubt in you.
And
that's,
you know,
a fact.
What I think is scary is when Mike took the Dallas job, that was one of the big critiques of him.
Yes.
Like, was he working hard enough? Was he studying enough?
Yeah. My biggest issue with it is, if this job, the biggest appeal that we've heard of why it's appealing is because of Jackson Dart.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've watched any of Jackson Dart, the biggest issue with what happened on Monday night along the sidelines is that is not the kind of run we've screamed and yelled about him getting down on. Running for a first down when nobody's for you, it's trying to barrel over people for that extra yard or two. That's not what
you're
doing.
That's highlight commentary.
Exactly.
That's not having a clue what the hell you're talking about.
So if you have that comment and going, well, you shouldn't be trying to run for that, you've missed the entire boat on what Jackson Dart's issue running and getting down has
agreed.
Been.
All right. Let's be a little open-minded towards Mike McCarthy. Here's him talking more about Jackson Dart. Let's see if you gain any positives out of this.
I mean, I love the way he plays. Because I think when I evaluate quarterbacks, you look at the end of pocket ability versus the out of.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Pocket. And what he does naturally, you can't teach. I mean, his ability to make plays with his feet, whether it's stepping up in the A or B gap and coming out off the movement stuff. So, I mean, in you know, quarter, you know, just the fact that they run him on so many design quarterback runs tells you, you know, what the coaching staff thinks of him. So, I mean, those are all benefits, you know, but it's the in the pocket stuff is always the last thing that is, I always felt the drop back phase is always the real challenge for the guys that in the National Football League. So the fact that he is so productive out of the pocket naturally, you know, he just has to be smarter, because the real challenge is, you know, beating teams from in the pocket. This is a, you know, this is a 2 minute league. I mean, you look at the games, especially you get the playoffs, 98% of these games come down to the last series of the game. So that quarterback has to, you know, he has to win from the pocket to start off with. So, you know, this young man has an extremely bright future. I mean, I think every quarterback coach in the United States would love to coach this guy, just the way he plays. But, you know, he's got to be conscious of his availability.
That was better.
I feel better about it now.
Yeah, of course.
There you go.
Right.
You feel better too, Sean?
And he was right.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely right.
And he also explained there, every quarterback coach wanted to also explain to me why he's not the guy. Because I'd rather find somebody. Because they always want to coach him. I'm out on Mike McCarthy. I am.
Why?
I hate his game management. And I hate when you start the argument with, well, you know, just get us to 12 wins and then we'll worry about winning after. No. I want to hire a guy that does both. Gets me there and I feel like I could run with for the next decade and builds on top of that. I don't want to just hire a guy where I already know I'm settling. I hate that argument, and that's the biggest reason I'm out on Mike McCarthy.
Then who's the guy? Who's the guy that fits what you're looking for?
Well, if you listen to Cinco de 5-0 yesterday, Tommy, I told you that the next head coach of the New York Giants will be somebody who's currently a head coach somewhere. Who that may be? Maybe it is Mike Tomlin. Maybe it is McVay. Maybe it is Stefanski. One of those guys, any of those guys over
Mike McCarthy. Well, Stefanski, number one, hasn't had the success that Mike McCarthy's had.
He's been coach of the year twice.
Coach of the year. I mean,
Mike Tomlin has a similar resume to Mike McCarthy. Look it up. But yeah. Mike Tomlin, who everyone loves, has basically the exact same resume as Mike McCarthy. McCarthy beat him in the Super Bowl.
Is Mike Tomlin going to want to coach?
Who knows?
What, Tommy, what's the deal? Did Mike McCarthy threaten to eat you or something?
But the problem is that you don't like the guy either because he coached for the Cowboys. Just flat out say it. Just put your cards on the table. Because you have such a derangement towards the Eagles and the Cowboys. That's your issue with him. If he was the Packers coach, you don't like Rodgers either, so that's probably why you hate this guy. You just brought up examples that are worse outside of Tomlin. Stefanski would be a worse option than McCarthy. Worse. So you have an issue with McCarthy, but you want to bring in Stefanski, who's done squadouche in the NFL. Nothing.
I mean,
because he's a genius. Has he won a Super Bowl? Has he ever gotten to a Super Bowl? Has he gotten to a championship game? Has he won 12 games a year in multiple different spots? Does he have a 600 winning percentage? The answer is no.
Okay, Tommy.
So you don't like McCarthy? Just say you don't like him because he coached the Cowboys. That's okay. We respect you more.
Do you think it's been a long time since the Jets have been in the playoffs?
Yes.
Okay.
Why am I getting shrapnel?
Yeah, I know. Right. They already
because
said
it's a football exercise. Has it been a long time since the Jets have been in the playoffs?
Yes.
That was the last time when Mike McCarthy won a Super Bowl. That has been the drought. The same year. Okay, so let's stop. It's been 15 years.
But Sean, you also represent one of these people that are on your high horse that, well, I don't want to win 12 games every year and make the playoffs. Oh, no, you'd rather live in this. You'd rather win four games every year, anoint the head coach after one season that he's the greatest thing since sliced bread. Meanwhile, he gets fired, 3 years later.
Time out!
Are we doing
this? Is this a Lou Gehrig debate series taking?
What are they arguing?
I don't know.
I thought we already argued.
We're just never going to not see eye to eye on this one.
I'm going to end with this. I think that we've gotten to the point where just simply wanting Mike McCarthy as the head coach, I don't even care if you want him. It feels like it's just very lazy. It just feels like a very
See, that's where now we're going to have an issue. So you're implying that I'm lazy. Now we have a big issue here.
Yeah, I think you're
I think there are
homework,
other names you could throw out there that would be the lazy take. I don't think Mike McCarthy is a lazy take. I think he is exactly what the Giants need as a head coach. And you're throwing out there names, Sean, that aren't even available. You're pie in the sky.
So
you're
selling lazy.
Our fellow Giant fans on dreams, on hope. Oh, Sean McVay. What? Sean McVay's going to win a Super Bowl this year. You think he's going to cup coach the Giants next year? In what universe, what planet is Sean McVay leaving L.A. to come here off a Super Bowl win?
Matt Stafford decides to hang it up.
That's a good one.
He also doesn't like the quarterback situation that he currently finds himself in.
That's a fair
one. Last offseason, it almost happened.
Yeah, and I'm
just saying.
I don't trust the long-term health of fat coaches either.
Come on, man.
He throws that again. I give you another name who no one has mentioned.
Go ahead.
And I got to give credit. I know this is another sore subject for Sean because he doesn't seem to like Josina Anderson right now.
Mm. I just wanted to go back to being a real reporter.
She is a real reporter.
Is she?
She had an exclusive interview with Robert Saleh.
Who set that up, Dion?
Why are you attacking her? I'm merely saying I was going to bring up a reporter Sean doesn't like and then immediately just starts like killing her.
All right. So maybe she's taking a step back towards journalism. I'm willing to hear what you had to say to Saleh.
Okay. Josina Anderson is a fine reporter.
Mm-hmm.
I know that she's offered some opinions on social media that anger Giant fans. I think you can look past that. Like, okay, she likes Shedeur Sanders. She's taking some weird shots at Jackson Dart. No biggie. Like, it's okay.
Against all odds, he threw a dump-off pass. I mean, are we being honest? She's lost journalism.
Okay.
Right.
She interviewed Robert Saleh. Okay. And there was a lot of interesting conversation about the Niners defense and all that. But then I got to the part that I thought was interesting. She flat out asked him, are you interested in coaching the New York Football Giants? Would you like to hear Robert Saleh's answer?
I mean, he better have said, hell yeah.
Here is the answer. And there was a back and forth because Josina, I think, did a great job following up. She was not going to take crap. She wanted an answer.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Saleh, you want to coach the Giants?
I'm not thinking about it, Joe. I know you probably want an answer, but... You know, we got 4 weeks here. We're in the middle of a big time playoff
push. I'm just talking about the city itself. Do you feel like you could return to the city?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, love New York. Love the fan base. Love all of it. Love the chaos.
You do? Now you love the chaos. Okay.
But shoot, I got 8 kids. My house is constant chaos. We live in chaos.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you think he really wants to come back and coach here?
I mean, maybe.
It's a tough market, man. And he had a tough time handling it.
No, he didn't really.
He got bullied, I think, by the media. He was the anti-Aaron Glenn. I think he got bullied.
It was Joe's fault.
It was whose fault?
Beninco.
Oh, I thought you meant Josina Anderson because he called her Joe, too.
Right.
I'm shocked that that's your take. Do you think he got bullied? I never thought that was his issue, getting bullied by the media.
I don't think it was like the number one issue. I think the number one issue is that he was a bad football coach. But I think that...
Bullied by the media. I don't get that. I never got that.
I'll give you an example.
I thought he had a very friendly relationship with the media.
Yeah, it was friendly because he got bullied.
How?
I'll give you one example. I'd have to go back and find more, but one example that jumps out at me is when Mike White had his first successful performance.
Who?
Mike bleeping White had his first successful performance. He was initially asked about, hey, could he take over? Could he be the guy? And he really downplayed it. And he kept getting pushed on it and finally opened up the can of worms by saying, sure, why not? And it almost felt like the way he evolved on answering the Mike White question was because he kept getting asked it, and he was just like, all right, sure, why not?
Yeah, but why would he despair? I don't think that's him getting bullied by the media. It's like at some point, the only way to answer that is to disparage the kid, and you're never going to do that to your guy, meaning one of your players, even if he sucks. You're not going to say, yeah, he's terrible. He's never going to be
But instead, he ended up disparaging Zach Wilson. Well, like, that's what ended up happening.
Well, the reality is Zach deserved it.
I'm not disagreeing with
that. And so I think, honestly, it felt to me, this is revising my memory on this, is that I felt like they as a unit, meaning head coach, general manager, were trying to protect the draft pick, meaning Zach Wilson.
I think so.
And as soon as you start giving any kind of praise to an alternative to Zach Wilson, then you're killing the draft pick.
Would you be interested in Robert Saleh as the next head coach of the New York Giants?
Sure.
Sure. Would you be interested, Sean?
I am not, personally.
I am not, personally. How about you, Tommy?
No interest.
No interest. Okay. Thank you very much.
I like Joe B.
Joe has interest? I meant Tiki, but you just played Joe and it made me say Joe. Tiki has interest, the two of you, no interest. My gut is he gets an interview. I don't think he's getting the job.
Right.
I don't think the Giants.
That's all interest is.
Yeah.
Have a conversation.
Have a conversation. Why not? And I do think that Robert's going to get another head coaching opportunity, and I think he has a chance to be successful. Mm-hmm. If I was advising him, like if I was his advisor, I'd say this is not the job. And it's not because the Giants are a bad job. They are not a bad job. It's just that I don't think coming back to this environment is the right place. Mm-hmm. I think he needs a complete clean slate because I think what will happen, not with you, Teak, I think you got a very open mind, but to guys like Sean and Tommy and to many Giant fans is, yes, you'll make peace with it. You'll say, hey, I hope it's great. We'll stick at the Jet fans, blah, blah, blah. I think at the first misstep, you'll bring up his old issues, which wouldn't happen if he's coaching in Tennessee.
It's unfair. The situation with the Giants is too messy, and he had too messy an ending with the Jets for us to not have patience. Like, I don't know if I worded that right, but that's how I feel.
I think it's basically, what I just said.
Yeah.
In so many words.
It is.
Now, let's get back to your calls, 888-808-1019. Andrew is in Sterling, New Jersey. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Love the show. Listen, there is a place you can get whipped cream on the side and pay for it.
Really? Where's that?
So I just want to preface this statement by saying I'm an ex-chef. I was executive chef of a restaurant called The Post House back in the day. I fed many people, Mickey Mantle among them.
Oh,
and
nice.
Tiki, I fed you and your brother one night in Jersey City back at a place called Liberty Grill.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Way back when.
I remember that spot.
Yeah. Anyway, at Peter Luger's, you can order a side of schlag, which is a soft whipped cream.
Huh.
Now, you only have to spend $300 to eat there, but you can do that.
But for dessert, you can get straight whipped cream.
Wow.
Oh, thank you.
All right, so somebody was on to it. That's all I'm asking for. Yes. Whipped cream should... You know, Scottie Pippen got to play without Jordan. Why can't whipped cream ever play without pie and ice cream?
Have you been to Peter Luger's?
I actually have never been.
I have, yeah.
We should take you.
I don't think I've ever had the whipped cream.
I think that's a show like celebration or something, like an anniversary show or something.
We should do that.
And we go to Peter Luger's.
All right, I'm in.
So there you go. We'll tell you. Where is there? There's one in the city, obviously.
There's one in Brooklyn.
There's one in the city, too.
Oh, is there?
Well, a little outside, maybe like outer edge of city, but Brooklyn for sure.
Outer edge of city.
Well, you're getting out of the city, like so. It's like borderline. You're leaving the city. Does that make sense?
What? No. Well, like where is it? Brooklyn?
Just say
no,
Brooklyn.
No, because there's multiple. There's one in Brooklyn, and then there's one I think maybe Lower East.
I'm looking it up.
Yeah,
right now.
Look it up.
Yeah, there's one in Brooklyn.
Thank you.
And that's the one. That's the original one. That's when everybody
there's
talks
one
about.
On Long Island.
There's one on Great
There's
Neck.
Only three locations.
Great Neck. There's one in Las Vegas.
That's it?
So maybe not in the Lower
No,
East.
There is another one.
There's only, according to, that's AI, I shouldn't trust it.
There's another one.
There's one in Tokyo, you're right.
There you go.
Tokyo? Let's go to that one.
There's one in Brooklyn?
I would love to go back to Tokyo. Unbelievable.
Little Lugers and we'll go to a baseball game? Hold on
a
second.
It's the cleanest city I've ever been in.
That's fun, but if you're going to Tokyo, you're going to go to dinner at Peter Luger's when you can have it in Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Why not?
No, because you got to eat Japanese food.
We'll have sushi for lunch and then steak for dinner.
Yeah, whipped cream on a sock.
If I have some Wagyu, it'll be amazing.
I'm not against the food. I'm against doing it in Japan. Like, if I'm in Japan, I got to eat food from Japan. I can't just eat Peter Luger's.
Why?
I can eat Peter Luger's in Brooklyn.
Do you think that people from Japan come here and they only eat hamburgers?
If you're on vacation, that's you should do what the culture is. Like, when I went to Europe, all I did was... You think I went to McDonald's when I was in Europe?
Yeah, you should.
No, absolutely.
You don't want to know what a McFlurry tastes like in Switzerland?
Sean, every single meal we had in Europe was your freaking pan.
But was it your idea to have those meals?
Yes, I was insistent on that. Because I said, if we're going to be there, we got to do it. Mm. I would never want to do that. So,
how much French toast can you eat?
Wow. So, Brooklyn, Great Neck, and Vegas. So, I guess we got to go to Brooklyn. The next thing you need to find out, Sean, is how far away is the Peter Luger's in Brooklyn from Barclays Center?
Oh, I think it's doable.
Is it doable?
Yeah, definitely.
So, that's what we'll do.
The picture on their website, too.
We'll do Nets game, and we'll do Peter Luger's.
Martini and steak.
That's what they put up there?
Yep.
I like it.
That is that's a fantastic.
We have to do Peter Luger's after the Nets game, because if we do Peter Luger's before the Nets game,
it's in
the Nets still in the league.
Tiki will not go to the Nets
game. It's in Williamsburg.
Oh, okay, not too bad.
Right.
I've biked through Williamsburg many times. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Ozzie and Woodridge. What's up, Oz?
Ozzie, what's up, dude?
Sean, you forgot French fries.
Ah, good call.
You can have a dinner ball to celebrate the end of your afternoon run at Peter Luger's.
All right.
Sean, I need to apologize to turn down the temperature on the other side of the glass. Every time I call and I see on SNY, I always think you were giving me the side eye, but then you admitted on Wednesday you have an eye that just floats out there, so I apologize.
What did you say? I can't see you.
Yeah. What are you, John Cena now? Last match? Hey, Ev.
Yes.
You only have a worn out on one knee. Have you been Tebowing?
I have not.
And last thing.
I have not.
And last thing.
Yes, Evan. Keep going.
No. You can have, because I'm ready for the Joe Milton era to begin. And I know I'm being tongue-in-cheek and the cap hit would be exorbitant. But you can have Dak. I'm done with this guy. Romo 2.0. Can't win with him.
Ozzie, your tackles sucked last night. Both of them.
I know, but still, I'm ready for the future to start. Sign Pickens, free up some money.
But you're not
sure up the defense.
But you know why? You know why you're really not going to do that? And I think one of the signs that you're not going to do it is because you traded a future number one for Quinnen Williams.
Yeah.
And so if you're going to replace Dak Prescott, in all likelihood, you would draft a quarterback, and you've kind of lost the weaponry that you would need to draft that quarterback. Like, I think the trade for Quinnen Williams with my team weakens the chances that you would actually trade Dak Prescott.
Dak is okay as a quarterback. He's not great, but he's not also he's well above average. Let's put it that way. But he needs help. And the pressure.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Sure that he faced last night was relentless.
Oh, do you want to hear breaking news from Laura Albanese, one of the great reporters? And she really is a great reporter. I like Laura. Can I tell you the tweet?
Please tell me.
A source says that the Mets are not currently closing in on signing Edwin Diaz, debunking a report on WFAN's Evan and Tiki.
I am a clown.
That Diaz is expected to sign with the team in the next 4.5 hours.
Wow. Read the follow-up tweet.
Deleted the previous tweet because 4.5 hours is actually not good English. Did I have the bad English?
Yes.
Or did Laura have the bad English?
No, you.
Wait a second. So, what's my bad English?
You said in the next 4.5 hours. Who says that?
How is that not good English?
That's the length of our show.
That's the length of our show. I said in the next four and a half hours.
But when typing that in tweet form, it looks ridiculous. Usually it's going to happen today.
But hold on a second. By the way, I have no issue with Laura doing reporting and saying, hey, Evan's wrong. By the way, it's probably right. But what English did I say wrong in the next 4.5 hours?
Oh, I'm sorry. I think she must have wrote it as 4 hours and a half hours, or you said it that way.
Well, but what English did I say wrong?
Because it's not 4.5 hours. It's 4 hours and a half hours.
Oh.
No, hold on.
He didn't say that.
I am going to pull up the Evan audio.
There's no way he said four hours and a half hour.
She may have typed it that way then.
That's fine, by the way. I have no problem with that, but I'm just making sure I'm not getting railed for bad English. I can get bailed for bad reporting. Yeah, That's fine.
Yeah. I promise you're not getting railed.
I'm not getting what?
I have the audio.
All right, here's what I said at the top of the show that I still have 2 hours to be right on, but
probably not.
Go ahead. Evan and Tiki for the next 4.5 hours. A very busy show. At some point in the next 4.5 hours, you'll hear that Edwin Diaz has re-signed with the Mets. So we'll get to that later once it officially happens. At some point in the next 4.5 hours?
Yeah, no, because she writes in the cleaned up one, team in the next 4.5 hours, and says deleted the previous tweet because 4 hours and a half hours is actually not good English. She's knocking herself.
Thank you, Laura. I appreciate that. Yeah.
So funny.
Now, would you like me to comment on her report?
Yes, please.
Yeah, she's probably right.
Great.
I did have a source, but
that was wishful thinking.
I did have a source, but I don't really trust the person very much, which is why I passingly mentioned it.
All right.
Wasn't like, I'm telling you. I think it's going to happen in the next 4.5 hours.
Yeah. Peel back your curtain. You listen to the show long enough. When Evan likes pulling back audio, that was a little thing he threw out there so that when it's signed, he could come back and go, guys, look, did you hear the beginning of the show?
Right.
Or maybe it was a prediction. Can you play that again? I want to see if that was a prediction or was I actually reporting it? Let's hear that one more time.
Well, I mean, nobody should expect you to report it.
I know, seriously.
Clearly, it's a prediction.
You guys are idiots all thinking I'm reporting something. Anyhow, go ahead. Let me hear it. Evan and Tiki for the next 4.5 hours. A very busy show. At some point in the next 4.5 hours, you'll hear that Edwin Diaz has re-signed with the Mets. So we'll get to that later once it officially happens. you guys are all wrong. That was a prediction.
And also,
based on some information that I got that clearly maybe wasn't right.
If you were reporting that and you listened to the beginning of the show, do you think, as the audience, we would have immediately pivoted to Kyler Murray's availability with the Jets?
I agree. Why would we then pivot to Kyler Murray? Are we thinking that's a bigger story than Edwin Diaz recently?
Apparently.
No, I'll be real with you. It was half a prediction and half of
wishful
I
thinking.
Heard that they're efforting.
Wishful thinking?
A little bit of wishful thinking. But look, we all know that the Mets aren't giving him 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
He wants 5 years. And so you got to find a way to meet in the middle.
But it also feels like everybody else is out on 5 years.
As of now. I mean, all you need is one team to say yes on 5 years. But, yeah, you guys tell me. Is that forget about what I meant, because what I meant means nothing. I want to be fair to people listening. Like, that's really all that matters. When you hear that, is that I am reporting it or I am predicting that? In all fairness, how would you interpret that?
I interpret it as predicting.
Thank you. Because if it's reporting, I apologize. I was not reporting it. I was having fun and saying I'm predicting it based on like a little bit of information, but nothing that said it was going to happen. You know what I mean?
If you are reporting it, we would have spent more time on it.
Yeah.
Bottom.
Yeah. And we wouldn't have had it under the intro music.
I agree. Right. I think I deserve the apology.
We would have stopped the show and said, in an hour and 25 minutes, Edwin Diaz will have signed a contract with the New York Mets.
That's true.
That's how we would have presented it.
So I'd ask everyone to apologize to me for putting words in their
mouth. I'm not maligning you in any way.
And by the way, Laura wasn't either. She was just doing good reporting. So I have nothing but respect for her. Like, she just went out and said, hey, did the research, called my sources. They're not close. She called it a report. So you know what?
Well, Evan, here's my prediction. You got 2 hours for Edwin Diaz to sign with the Mets, or you're going to have a long weekend.
Why?
I wouldn't read it because Met fans are going to be mad at him.
Why?
Because they're going to take it as a report.
I kind of reported that the Mets were getting sold. And it didn't happen for a little bit, but people railed me.
You didn't say 4.5 hours, though, Teague. Yeah. He set the deadline for 6:30, so you got 2 hours.
Hold on, 1 second. What you can happen is Edwin Diaz can't go to the Dodgers now or something.
No, then you have to delete Twitter. Yeah.
Because the NL East is over.
Right, he has to go to the Mets. He has to.
All right, well, I guess we'll see what happens. Either way, I'm doing a RICO tonight, so I don't really care.
Hey, guess what?
Hopefully I do a RICO about Edwin.
You're going to get more traffic.
Evan, your whole season with your season tickets this year is going to sound like this if he's on the Dodgers. Hey, Evan, do you sign with the Mets yet?
That's a good point.
All season.
That's a good point.
Then I will walk around playing the audio again to them saying, was that a report?
It doesn't matter. Exactly. Three beers in, doesn't care.
I mushed it now. Hey, speaking of Edwin Diaz, when we come back, we'll get back to your phone calls. What do you think Buck Showalter would say if someone asked him, as the former manager of the Mets, who would you rather keep, Edwin Diaz or Pete Alonso? I want you guys to guess what Buck would say, and we'll hear what Buck had to say. Plus, more of your calls, Jets, Giants, football, a lot going on. 888-808-1019. Evan and Tiki on a very busy Friday. We'll make some NFL picks coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. The return of Idiots with Idioms. Coming up at 5:30, where we rank all our awful, mistaken idioms from the week that was. But I mentioned earlier that Buck Showalter, who was on the Foul Territory podcast, that was a very interesting interview. I enjoyed it. Learned a lot from Buck. Buck's a good guy, a good baseball guy, gives his opinions. Was asked, if you're the Mets and you could only pick one, Pete Alonso or Edwin Diaz, who would you rather bring back? And it's a great question for him, considering he managed both of them.
Mm-hmm.
He also lived in a world without Edwin Diaz, as one may recall. That ultimately cost him his job the 2023 season. So before we play the clip, I would ask you, what do you think Buck's answer is?
I think he's going to say Edwin Diaz.
That he would prefer to keep Edwin Diaz.
Yes, he could live without Pete.
Sean, what do you think he's going to say?
I'm going to say Diaz, it's important to end games.
All right. Not going to ask Tommy because he's heard the clip. Here is Buck Showalter. He says a lot in there. Who would you rather keep if it was only one? Shouldn't just only be one, but if it was one, Edwin Diaz or Pete Alonso?
I can negate Pete. You know, you can always negate Pete. And I love Pete to death. I've talked to him a couple of times since the season. But, you know, trying to replace Edwin, you know, you're going to end up with someone that's unproven or someone that's done it in the past, but you don't know which guy you're getting. Okay? And, you know, I love taking a – you know, we did that with Britton. We did it with Jim Johnson. I love taking a starter from a team that can't afford these guys and make your own. You can make your own. You just got to pick the right guy and listen to people on the field. But he – life without a closer, when the guys are looking down and going, I don't know how much is enough, it's not fun. It's not fun, especially in New York. And, you know, you like to have both those guys on your team. Edwin's going to be really, really hard to replace.
Now, they have the guy to replace him in Devin Williams, who was introduced earlier today at a press conference.
In theory,
he would replace him. But I agree with Buck. And it's tough because Pete is a lifelong Met, and he could hit 500 home runs. And you are talking about someone who's up four or five times a game, 162 times, compared to a relief pitcher who may get into 40, 50, 60, 70 games, depending on health and depending on the season.
Right.
But I get his point. Like, think about the amount of games, even this past year, and the Mets only won 83 of them, where you handed the baseball to Edwin Diaz, and he got the job done, which was more times than not.
You didn't worry about it.
Imagine it not ending the right way. Imagine where this season would have gone. So I do agree with Buck on the importance of Edwin Diaz. I will also admit that I have received many an email at therico@gmail.com, and it is pretty unanimous that they want me to wear in hell because they claim that what I said at the top of the show was a report and not a prediction. So while you have my back.
Yeah. Well, that's only because I know that it wasn't a report.
Oh, okay. Well, here's the clip one more time, all right? Because clearly the Rico B account members, forget Twitter, that's a cesspool. The Rico listeners are saying, no, 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 that's L-worthy. And Evan and Tiki for the next 4.5 hours. A very busy show. At some point in the next 4.5 hours, you'll hear that Edwin Diaz has re-signed with the Mets. So we'll get to that later once it officially happens. So here's what I'll tell you. If he doesn't sign today, tomorrow, or Sunday, all right? Give me the week. I will definitely wear the L next week.
So you meant 4.5 days.
Sure. Okay. If he doesn't sign by this weekend, I'll wear the L for a week. I think that a week. Because that's harsh.
That's a harsh punishment.
No, because people are pissed. So I would definitely do it for a full week out of a return gesture. If he signs in the next 2 hours, everybody better shut up and apologize. If he signs this weekend, no harm, no foul. Like, I don't take anything. You don't get anything.
Right.
We all move on with our day. Okay. Is that not fair? Yeah, have I made a fair deal?
That sounds good.
Man, you're a bigger man. You sound a little nervous. What do you think? Is people going to leave the Rico forever?
Never know.
It's a good thing we created a mechanism to show that you accepted that you're wrong.
Yeah, I mean, because look. Yeah.
Without the L, you can't do it.
Yeah.
You can just say, yeah, I'm sorry, and not mean it.
You could say I'm sorry and not mean it, and people will hate you and move on. I'm telling you, if it doesn't happen, I'll wear an L for an entire week.
Nice.
You want me to take it a step further?
What's that?
I'm going to take it a step freaking further.
Oh, you're going to be Al Cintron's butler next week?
No, no, no. Bigger than that. If Edwin Diaz doesn't sign with the Mets at all, and he leaves, I'll wear this L at opening day at Citi Field for the entire game.
Will they let you bring it in?
Why would they not? It's a wooden L.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Is that not fair? To my fellow Met fans, is that not fair? If he goes to the Dodgers, the Blue Jays, Korea, wherever, opening day, and I'll be sitting there. What time are we on? Hold on a second.
What time is opening day?
Maybe you'll be sitting there.
Maybe not. I don't know. I'll wear the L the entire day. I think I've made peace with people, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's fine. No. That's the newest mechanism.
Way to be a stand-up man. Evan.
Thank you. That's the newest mechanism to make peace with people. It's like, hey, I'm wearing the L. What the hell more do you want me to do?
Right. I'm embarrassing myself. I'm self-putting on the L.
Real quick, before we get back to your phone calls, for those that are watching on SNY, hello, SNY, we love you, all that. I'm wearing a sweatshirt. It's a green sweatshirt. I'm going to stand up and display it.
Mm-hmm.
Tiki and Sean thinks it's the ugliest sweatshirt ever. I don't see it.
Stripes are blue in the white.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're blue.
Makes no sense.
What's wrong with green and blue?
First of all, again, you have the ugliest base color of the Roy G. Biv. Then you have a random blue stripe in between white stripes, and there's nothing else to it. It's hideous.
Okay.
And we also established for the SMI audience earlier that Evan has a problem where he has holes in the knees of his jeans. We don't know why.
Yeah, I've got some real fashion issues.
I'm calling it sabotage. Was his wife sabotage?
That is certainly on the table. And when I wear sweatshirts like this, that's self-sabotage because that's me actually deciding to put it on.
The good news about Evan, that's the cleanest sweatshirt without a stain I've seen him wear in a long time.
Thank you very much. Now let's get back to your calls. 888-808-1019 is the number. Let's go to Andrew in New Jersey. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, how you guys doing? Hey, hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving with your families.
Likewise. What's up, dude?
Thank you.
So, yeah, you guys have been talking a lot about Edwin Diaz, and I actually think it'd be a bad idea for the Mets to go after Edwin Diaz for two reasons. The primary reason is as long as Spoogle is on the board, the Mets financially, I don't think, can do both. The Mets, I think, are one of the better. I don't think it'd be irresponsible because you're going to pay $15 million to Williams, 20 plus to Diaz, and then have to sign Skubal to an historic deal as well. So I think with the amount of money that they're already dishing out, I don't know if they're going to want to do that to all three of those guys.
I get your point, but I think that there are special circumstances where Steve Cohen will go over what his self-imposed budget would be.
Right.
And for the best pitcher in baseball, Tarek Skubal, he's one of them.
That's a lot of money on pitchers.
I know, but guess what? You've got a lot of guys in your rotation not making a lot of money.
True. But, I mean, what is that, 80?
What, between Devin, Edwin, and potentially Tarek Skubal? And maybe another starting pitcher they sign? God knows what they're going to do this offseason.
Yeah, but I mean, luckily Devin's not long-term. So
it's a 3-year deal.
Right, so it's quick.
And I think in the case of Edwin Diaz, it's probably going to be a 4- or 5-year deal, even if they don't want to give him the 5th year.
So when you put it in that context, it doesn't necessarily feel as daunting as it sounds like.
And it's
on a year-by-year, year-over-year basis.
But you also got to remember, it's a choice. Spending is a choice. And I think this owner showed you, in a weird way with the Carlos Correa signing from 2 years ago, that if an opportunity emerges, you'll blow your financial plans away.
Yeah.
And so when they signed Carlos Correa, even though it didn't stick, they showed you that. So I think in the case of Tarek Skubal, right now no one knows if he's going to be traded. Now, we do know he's going to be a free agent next year, and I think that any move the Mets make, they know about that.
Right.
Like, they're going to go after Tarek Skubal. Don't we all assume that the best pitcher in baseball getting the free agency will certainly be someone that Steve Cohen and David Stearns goes after?
I mean, they better.
They better, and I think they will. Let's go to Zach in Berkeley Heights. What's up, Zach?
Evan Tiki, what's up, guys?
How's well.
Hey, Evan, I want to make a quick point about Alvarez, but before I mention it, I want to just propose a quick trade. Adley Rutschman from the Orioles, trading them one of the Tier 1 guys, tier prospects, one of Sproat or Tong, it wouldn't be McLean.
Right.
And then one of those second-tier pitchers, the Santucci's, Watson, so on and so forth. And the reason why I wanted to say this, and I don't think people are really talking too much about it, but Alvarez has come into the last two seasons hurt, and he's been hurt a couple times in the middle of the season. And it's an issue because you need your catcher, you need a leader of the pitching staff like that. And I think, I mean, you can see it. There's a lot of issues with his growth not becoming what they thought he was. And Rutschman's had some struggles the last 2 years, but he seems to me like the real deal. He seems like a guy that's going to get on 350%+ of the time.
But to your point, though, he's also declined the last couple of years. And last year, he missed half the season.
Yep, I totally agree. But I think at what point in time, I mean, you're talking about changing the core. At what point in time is it enough with Alvarez not growing, being up and down?
I'll answer that. I think this year. I think this upcoming season is going to be that really pivotal year for Francisco Alvarez. He's not a prospect anymore.
Right.
Clearly. He's got to perform. He's got to stay on the field. He can't end up in the minor leagues like he did last year. So I understand losing the patience. I understand that. I would give him one more year.
Yeah, because he's still young. Still 4 years old, right?
Yeah.
He's still young. So you don't know when it's going to fully click. The challenge has been the inconsistencies. It'd be one thing if it was injury. It's another when it's just inconsistency.
Yeah, I mean, it's
crazy. Now, part of it is that probably injury because he plays through them, but it feels so inconsistent. It's hard to know what to trust.
It was encouraging that after he came back from the minor leagues last year, he did look like a different player.
Yes.
So that's certainly something to build on. Mark is in Point Pleasant. What's up, Mark?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Happy holidays.
Likewise. Thanks. You too.
Listen, I have a question for you. What's the chance of Spagnuolo coming back to the Giants? Any chance?
I think it's small.
The defense, they need their defense. Defense is terrible. He's like the best defensive coordinator in football, right?
Yeah. I mean, he's one of them for sure, but I think it's small.
I mean, you're bringing him back as a head coach. Let's keep this in mind. He's not coming here as the DC. He's the head coach.
So that's what I'm assuming that's what he was saying.
Yes, because he's not taking a lateral job with the New York Giants and leaving the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm very mixed about Spagnuolo because there's a part of me that says
there's a nostalgia there that makes you like he's gonna get some time.
Well,
he wouldn't deserve it if they were bad.
No, that isn't even my thing. My thing has nothing to do with nostalgia. Mm-hmm. I'm actually gonna throw that out the window. I'm being an IFO. What gives me pause about him is that yes, he had a horrible one with the Rams. It was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
All right, doesn't he deserve a second opportunity? Josh McDaniels got a second opportunity. Yeah. I know it didn't work, but he got it. Should Steve Spagnuolo, as arguably the greatest defensive coordinator in the history of the sport, not named Bill Belichick, does he not deserve a second chance to be a head coach?
Well, Matt Nagy does too, but this is this. Like, I'm trying to think if there are other examples of this where, other than Belichick, but that's different. It's actually not. It's the same thing. People will look at Belichick and all of his underlings, and when they went on to try to be head coaches, they failed. And they ended up coming back, and they were good when they came back. Andy Reid is kind of the same way, right? Matt Nagy left. I thought he actually was more successful than people give him credit for in Chicago, especially when we look in context that his two quarterbacks were Mitch Trubisky, and then they got rid of him for Justin Fields.
Mm.
And then he got fired and never got another shot at a head coaching job. Never. Nagy didn't. And then Spagnuolo is the same way. Now, his path is different, but once he was in Kansas City, he's been one of the best defensive coordinators in football. But people will chalk up their coordinator success to the head coach, like they did with Bill Belichick.
Andy Reid, actually, and people are going to forget this, his coaching tree is two guys who won Super Bowls. Peterson, who obviously failed after,
right.
And we forget because it's been so long. John Harbaugh was a special teams coordinator.
How about that?
Yeah.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah, that's true. But that was ages
I know.
Ago.
It's a long time ago.
That was before we knew Andy Reid had a tree. We didn't think Andy Reid had a tree.
I agree. But how many trees have multiple Super Bowls like that? Andy Reid, two of those guys. I mean, it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely impressive.
Right.
Do you remember, I just got reminded this, by Dan, who is the Evan and Tiki historian. Do you remember why the cardboard cutout of Boomer Esiason was forced to wear an L?
No.
You don't remember why?
I do. And I will pull up the audio in just one second.
Oh, you have the audio?
Of course. I do.
Wow. Yeah, life is full circle. Huh.
Is it this one, Evan? Or no, you could set it up. But just know I have the audio.
No, just play the audio.
All right, was it this?
I'm reporting it's the Admirals.
No. That is not the...
It was not a report that...
You're just looking to take a shot at Boomer. No. Boomer said something on the air. I got very hot and bothered and said, you better be right. And he eventually was right, but was not right in the amount of time he claimed.
I'm not going to hire Mike Brown. I would be shocked.
It's not things he got... It's something he actually got right. He came on the radio on January 30th and said, Pete Alonso will sign with the Mets within the next 24 hours. And we put a clock around Boomer's neck.
Oh, yes.
And said, you better be right. It didn't happen.
No, yeah.
He wore a cardboard cutout L. A week later, Pete Alonso resigned. And I remember Al Dukes was like, Evan, you got to apologize. And I'm like, I'm not apologizing. Right. You said 24
His time
hours.
Frame was wrong.
So it feels like life is full
so
circle.
Dan's protecting you based on how, on the... The pushback, not even a pushback, the consequence of Boomer doing the same thing.
Right, well, first of all, he's not.
Boomer reported it.
Boomer said Pete Alonso will sign in the next 24 hours.
Right.
Full report. Here's what I've accepted. Everyone in the audience believes I reported it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they said Evan started the show by saying in the next 4.5 hours. So based
on.
Yeah,
you did. You said it like it was a fait accompli, like it was happening.
Fair enough, and I'm owning that.
Yes.
If it doesn't happen in the next 4.5 hours, much like Boomer's cardboard cutout, I have to wear the L.
Right.
If it does happen, Boomer survives that. Boomer was right ultimately, right? So that's what we'll see.
Okay.
So I guess it's life comes full circle at you at WFAN because Boomer said something very similar. And it didn't take 24 hours. I think it took about a week, if memory serves correct. I think it was about a week later that Pete Alonso re-signed. But I was adamant. I was like, you better be right in 24 hours. What time is it right now? 4:56.
Yep.
Well, lucky for you, the morning show's off tomorrow.
Oh, they wouldn't care about this stuff. This is boring to them.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.